tenant went all in on a new place.
You prepaid her 4 months' rent.
But
you want your rent back.
Not everything went according to plan.
Her boyfriend was sent to jail for battery towards my brother and I. The next morning, I was told I cannot enter the house because she had a restraining order against me. I'll just take November and December's rent.
You're not taking anything.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Miranda Barnes is suing her former landlord and friend, 19-year-old Sydney Lewis Ennis, for stolen rent money and for damaging her property.
Order. All rise.
Case number 326 on the calendar, the matter of Barnes versus Lewis Ennis.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Party's been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Barnes, did you find the room in Ms. Ennis' home on Craigslist?
Yes, I did.
What month and year did you move in with her?
I moved in with her in August 2013.
And what was your rent?
The rent agreement was $500 a month, utilities included.
So far, is that correct?
Yes.
When did you move out?
October 25th was my last day.
You say that when you moved in with her, you prepaid her 4 months' rent.
Yes.
$2,000.
Mm-hmm.
You left because situation became such that it was not healthy for you to all live together.
Correct.
I think Ms. Ennis would agree with that. Is that right?
Yes.
So you want your rent back?
Yes.
That you prepaid, the $500.
There's more rent than just that. It was November and December's rent that I was no longer allowed to stay at her residence.
Well, just a second. You moved in August.
Yes.
So you pay August, September, October, and November. And you say you moved out in October.
Yes.
So you lived there for 3 months. That's what you just told me.
Yes, I moved in late August, and I moved out late October.
Doesn't matter. You were there for 3 months.
Yes, correct.
So if you prepaid 4 months' rent, and if there was a valid reason, you're entitled to a month's rent back.
More than a month's rent, because I paid her for September. I was allowed to stay for September, so I'm not asking for that money back. All I'm asking for is the rest of October, that last week, November and December.
Courts don't do that. Courts don't get involved in a week. You get a month's rent back. That's $500. Now, let's go to the next thing. What's next?
What month is for the $500?
November. You paid her August, September, October, November. That's 4 months. You moved out October 25th.
I have August, September, October,
I don't care.
November,
I'm not going over this with
January's
you again.
Rent
I'm not
here.
Going over this with you again. The next thing, my former landlord and roommate evicted you and owes you for damaged property. And the damaged property that you are claiming is what?
Is my glasses, my broken mirror. She also stole my TV. She broke my calculator. She damaged my air mattress.
Tell me what happened when you moved out on the 25th of October.
On the 24th, there was an altercation. And
tell me about the altercation on the 24th.
Okay, on October 24th, her boyfriend was sent to jail for battery towards my brother and I.
And?
That night, the police required us to leave for 24 hours.
Required who to leave?
My brother and I, from the residence, her residence.
Put your hand down.
Okay. After the police let us know to leave for 24 hours, my brother and I got a motel, and we stayed in the motel. The next morning, on October 25th, we came back to retrieve the rest of our things. I was told I cannot enter the house because she had a restraining order against me.
Okay.
And shortly after that, I brought the police back to get the rest of my things.
When you say shortly after that?
Same day.
Same day, October 25th. And?
And when the police came, we brought some of my things. I wasn't able to grab everything, so I had to make a couple more trips afterwards with the police to grab the rest of my things.
So now you're there making several trips because she has a restraining order with the police on the 25th of October and retrieved your stuff.
One trip on October 25th and other trips on other dates.
With the police or without?
Only with the police because I was afraid
only
to
with
go by myself.
Just a second. So you went on the 25th with the police.
Yes.
And when did you go back again with the police?
The dates, I'm not sure of.
Well, that's a problem.
But I do know the last date I went was last Friday.
Why didn't you go back the 26th?
I go to school.
Oh, well, that's not an excuse. That's not a reason.
And I also work.
Listen, That's not her problem. You weren't paying rent anymore. She has no obligation to your stuff. The fact that you're busy is not an excuse.
The date she told me to leave by, which my 30-day notice, was the 23rd, and I got the last of my things before the end of the 23rd.
Of what month?
November. Her 30-day notice was until November 23rd.
What does that have to do with the fact that you were no longer there?
I was technically allowed to stay until the 23rd of November.
Well, then you can't have it both ways. You want to be there until November 23rd?
No, I left.
Have your stuff there November 23rd? Then you don't get your rent back for the month of November.
I left.
Well, if you leave, then you take your stuff.
I grabbed the rest of my, all the rest of my things are out of her house now. I left them until the last day of my 30-day notice. I have the 30-day notice she served me with.
Then you
right
have
here.
A problem. Then what you're getting back is your $500.
Okay.
That's it.
And the
that's
damages for my at. Things?
That's what you're getting back. What you should have done is, when you had the police there on the 25th, make 10 trips.
Yeah, the same thing.
Don't play technical and say, well, technically, and I don't even have to go into her boyfriend and whatever. I don't care about the boyfriend. Is the boyfriend still in jail or is he out of jail?
He's out.
How long was he in?
2-3 days.
Who bailed him out?
For 2 weeks.
His mom.
His mom bailed him out. Does he have to go back to court?
Yes. It's scheduled in January.
You don't have any of her property left, do you?
No.
Fine.
She still has my TV as well.
Why didn't you take your TV when you went there with
it? She didn't give it to me.
I didn't give them to you. You went there with the police.
It was gone. She wouldn't let me have it.
Just a second. You have a police report that says that you tried to take your TV?
They would not let me make a police report.
Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $500. That's all. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Wallace versus Hammond. Step forward.
Brandi Wallace is suing her former friend, Christopher Hammond, for unpaid babysitting fees. Christopher claims Brandi was a neglectful babysitter.
Mr. Hammond, I'm going to start with you for a moment, sir. You have 2 children?
3 now, ma'am.
3. At the time that Miss Wallace babysat for you, how many children did you have?
2.
Do you work?
I do now, yes.
Does your wife work?
Yes.
What kind of work does she do?
She's in healthcare.
Who takes care of the children?
I'm at home during the day.
Were you at home during the day when Miss Wallace was babysitting for the children?
No, ma'am.
Where were you working?
I was working for a dot-com business.
For how long did you have that job?
About 2 months.
Prior to that, where were you working?
I was a bar manager and bouncer for several bars.
When was the last time you had a job, Mr. Hammond, where you worked for more than 4 months?
2012.
Where were you working?
I was working for Los Cabos Cantina.
How long did you work there?
2 years.
What happened to that job?
There was a fall through. I wasn't really happy with my placement and wasn't really happy with the pay, so I stopped.
You stopped and did what?
I worked for the dot-com business.
That was a short-term business.
Yes, well, my stay there was short-term.
Mm-hmm. When you worked for 2 years, did you work days or nights?
Nights.
And your wife worked days? And who took care of your children?
During the day, it was me.
So that it appears as if we have a pattern that for most of the time that I can see in your recent history, you did not have other child care.
No, ma'am.
So you and your wife shared the child care responsibilities. You worked nights, she worked days, and you covered your children.
Yes, ma'am.
There came a time when you were in the dot-com business, I assume it was when you were in the dot-com business because that's also days, that you hired Miss Wallace.
Yes, ma'am.
On what date did you hire Miss Wallace?
I believe it was January 6th.
Is that correct?
No.
What date?
January 21st.
And on what date, Mr. Hammond, did you terminate Miss Wallace?
That would be February 28th.
Is that correct?
Yes.
On what date did you start working for the dot-com company?
That was January 6th.
What did you do with your children from January 6th to January 21st?
My wife took a 2-week leave of absence while we were looking for childcare.
So your wife was home with them?
Yes.
And on what date were you let go by the dot-com company?
There on February 27th.
Perfect. Now I have the dates. The reason I ask you all these questions, and I'm not sure because I haven't gotten to Miss Wallace yet, was if my memory is correct, you had a lot of reasons that you fired her.
Quite a few, yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Hey, Mr. Hammond, are you playing with me or what? Making you appear to be foolish is my specialty.
And later today,
she literally stamped over my roommate's daughter, kicked the dog. She came into my room where I was sleeping, punched me in the face, and accused me of stealing $10 from her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Randy Wallace says former friend Christopher Hammond owes for unpaid babysitting fees.
Actually, if I look here, she stopped working for you the day after you got fired from your job. Those are the numbers you gave me.
Correct.
So you want me to conclude, Mr. Hammond, that there was just coincidental that the day after you got fired from your day job and no longer needed daycare, that was the day that all of the misdeeds of Miss Wallace in taking care of your children surfaced. You want me to find that that was a coincidence? I'm 71 years old. You want me to find that that's what happened?
No, ma'am, I would say timely, not coincidental.
Timely. I think you're probably right, Mr. Hammond. Now, how many hours a day did you watch Mr. Hammond's children, Miss Wallace?
I would get there around 7:45, and Chris and Katie would leave around 8, and I would have the boys until about 6:30, so 6, just depending on when they got home.
Now, it is your claim, Miss Wallace, that you had an agreement with him that he would pay you $600 a week to care for the two boys, and that you worked for him for 6 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
And in the 6 week period of time that you worked for him, he paid you a total of $600.
$700.
Now, the first week, how much did he give you?
He gave me about $300 the first week. And then between the first week of February and the second week of February was another $300.
Now, when he gave you the $300 in the first week, what did you say to him?
I said, you know, this doesn't cover, you know, the charges. And he said, yes, I'm aware. He said that when Katie gets her paycheck and I get my next one, we will, you know, get the rest paid to you. And I said, okay, no problem.
Is that the conversation?
Yes, ma'am.
So, why didn't you?
It takes time to get your first paycheck when you start a new
job. I agree with that.
And my wife and I had started getting things rolling. And as we were both at work, we started hearing things from my mother and father and my brother about things going on at home with Brandy, that there were not up to standard caregiving things going on in the house. Sleeping on the job, not constantly watching the two-year-old, so on and so forth.
And so your point is?
My wife and I chose then to discuss what we were gonna do about paying.
Yeah, how long did the discussion take?
Quite a while.
Between you and your wife?
Yes.
Who cares what you talked about with your wife? What does that have to do with her? You're not happy with the way she's taking care of your children. You fire her and you say, I'll stay home or you stay home or let my mother or my brother come over and watch the children. They're clearly there anyway because they know what she's doing, so why don't they watch the children? You don't let somebody incompetent watch your children.
No, ma'am.
Well, then why did you?
Well, we figured that since...
Not we.
I had figured that since I had known Brandy for quite a while, it was better to go with somebody that I had known.
A known incompetent rather than an unknown incompetent.
No, ma'am.
Hey, Mr. Hammond, are you playing with me or what? Making you appear to be foolish is my specialty. If you're going to double talk me, be my pleasure. Hone my skills for next year. If you, however, want to say, you know what? We stiffed her, and I got fired, and then there was no reason to have her anymore. Then I say to you, you know what, Mr. Hammond? And then you leave here, at least with your dignity intact. Do we understand each other?
Very well.
Great. How much do you owe her?
$2,400.
Judgment for the plaintiff.
Parties are excused, and they step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bass versus Minnie. Step forward.
24-year-old Brittany Bass is suing her ex-boyfriend, 25-year-old Sean Minnie, for the cost of a trip to Salt Lake City, stealing her debit card, and pain and suffering.
All right, Miss Bass, you and the defendant were in a relationship for a period of time. Your claim is really about a vacation that you took some time ago, and it is your claim that Mr. Minnie actually owes for half of the vacation because he was supposed to pay for his half of the trip. Mr. Minnie says, no way. You wanted to go on this trip. He wasn't working. He said, don't worry about it. You went on the trip, and months later when you broke up, he said, I want the money back for the trip. You have a counterclaim. You claim that at some point, I assume it was at the end of your relationship, that Miss Bass slapped you in the face and kicked your dog. So you have a counterclaim. You weren't hospitalized, were you?
No, I wasn't, Your Honor.
Did the dog see a vet?
No.
So the dog's okay?
The dog's okay.
Okay, it's just that she behaved badly.
I just don't think anyone has the right to do that.
You're absolutely right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I actually needed him because I broke my wrist and I had no one else to call. So he was taking care of me at that time.
It's over. It's finished.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brittany Bass says ex-boyfriend Sean Minnie owes for his share of a vacation, a stolen debit card, and pain and suffering. Sean is countersuing for an assault.
Miss Bass, you had an on-again, off-again with the defendant for how long?
For about 4.5 years.
And when did you want to take this vacation? In what month?
It was March of 2013.
Where did you go?
We're going to go to Salt Lake City to visit his family.
And whose idea was it to go?
It was both of ours. I mean, he wanted to see his grandma and his uncles, and I was just gonna go along with him because I was his girlfriend at the time.
But he didn't have a job.
Right before that, he did. And he promised he would go back to it, yeah.
According to you, he lost his job.
He quit, yeah.
Wasn't working. You were.
I was.
So why would you plan a vacation if he's not working and can't pay for it?
I guess I just trusted him because he promised he would get his job back, and if not that job, he would get another job.
How can he guarantee you something?
Well, because he could have gone back to that job. He just chose not to.
Okay, so that's a year ago. Was he living in your house? You living in his house? Were you staying over weekends? How did that work?
He was living in a different place, but we would just see each other periodically. You know,
what kind of periodically?
Well, I'm a full-time student, so when I wasn't in school and I wasn't working, we would hang out, go out to dinner.
And that was good in April, May, June?
I mean, we're on and off, so. Yeah, June.
June. July? Mm-hmm. Did he give you any money?
No.
Did you continue to see him?
On and off, yeah.
Of course, it had been on and off, according to you, for 4.5 years. What about August?
I don't know. We could have been
on and off. When did you finally break up? In what month?
Well, I guess we finally broke up maybe August. I don't know the exact month, but, like, I know we tried to be friends.
Well, I'm not asking you for the exact day, but I would like to know the exact month.
I guess August. I'll say August.
You got to get your date straight. I mean, you just filed a complaint.
Well, I mean, I asked him every month.
I said, when did you break up? You said August. No. You wrote here the end of November.
We were still trying to be friends at that time. I actually needed him because I broke my wrist and I had no one else to call. So he was taking care of me at that time.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 8 months later. It's over. It's finished.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You want to tell me about kicking the dog and slapping you in the face?
I would love to, Your Honor. November 22nd, the day after her birthday, she came over to my house at 5:30 something in the morning. She literally stamped over my roommate's daughter, kicked the dog. She came into my room where I was sleeping, punched me in the face, and accused me of stealing $10 from her.
That's not true.
It's 100% true.
No, it's...
You say on November 26th, you and the defendant got into a huge argument because he had stolen my debit card. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah.
Where did the argument take place? In whose house?
It was in his house.
His house. Well, that's what he said. You got to his house what time?
It was like 5:30 in the morning.
So far that's correct. Mm-hmm. And what happened when you got to the house?
I knocked on the door at that time. His roommate was awake. She was watching TV. She let me in. I asked where he was, what his room was. She led me back to his room. I didn't kick a dog. The dog was barking. I didn't want it to wake the whole house up. So I just held it back. I didn't want it to wake the whole house up. I would never hurt an animal. That's a ridiculous claim.
Go ahead.
And then I went into his room and I confronted him. I said,
how did you confront him?
I said, did you take $10 out of my wallet?
How did you confront him? Did you put your hands on him?
I first talked to him.
Did you put your hands on him?
Eventually, I slapped him. I didn't punch him in the face. I wasn't
you can't do that. You can't slap him in the face. You can't put your hands on him. You may yell, sticks and stones, but you can't put your hands on somebody.
Yeah.
His half of the trip was how much?
It was about $421.
That's what the slap's going to cost you. Thank you very much. Go home.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Life. Don't have anything to do with each other anymore. It's over.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He stole my money on my birthday when he was supposed to be taking care of me, and I was really upset.
I was really shocked. All I heard was the dog barking. I woke up and got punched in the face.
He is an alcoholic, and he can't hold a job down.
She drinks, too.
That was the problem in the relationship.
If you're not sober and you don't have the right mindset on you, it's really hard to have any kind of relationship with anyone. It goes both ways.
I can't be with someone like that. I tried, but it doesn't work.
Time to move on.